Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. Giving you a courtesy call back. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge that was made last month, and it called and I was given a refund code, and I have not received anything back yet.
Okay, let me see here. Provide me with your zip code, please.
32351.
32351. And your name?
Larry Whitmore.
Mary, or you said 32351, correct?
Yes.
And when was the charge?
How much was it? Let's
Yes,
see,
sir.
it was 67.32.
And on what date?
11/24. I was given a cancel code of K021. That helps you any.
That one sound like ours. How'd you get this number? Is this the same number you called before or something?
Yes, it is. Eight five five 845-7634.
And say the first and last name again for me.
Larry Whitmore.
Larry Whitmore. Okay, here we go. Verify that shipping address for me, please.
1636 Toller White Road, Quincy, Florida, 32351.
All right, I do see here this is for our tactical bag, and...
The tactical bag was several days earlier.
I'm not saying here about a refund. I do see here it was canceled, but I'm not saying anything about a refund. But I can do a 35% refund of that charge for you.
Yeah, I want it all refunded.
No, that would be a valid charge, sir, since it wasn't called in and canceled.
It was called in.
Yeah, you called in and canceled after the fact, after the charge was there. You called in a day earlier.
That's because I didn't know that charge was even going to be made, because I didn't authorize it.
Yes, yeah, so you do authorize it when you sign up for it, when you're paying the $5.
No, there was nothing on there about that.
Yes, sir.
Nowhere
it is.
On the web. No, it's not.
Yes, sir. It's right beside when you enter your card.
No, it ain't.
Yes, sir. It is. You actually have to check and agree to it before you go. Okay.
No, I did
you
not.
Be able to see that
no,
information.
I did not. No, no, that's not true.
Oh, that is true, sir.
No, it's not.
Yes, sir. It is.
I beg to differ with you. It was not on there. Because if it had been, I'd have never got it in the first place.
Okay, well, that information is there, sir.
Well, I say it's not. It was not there.
Well, sir, but the most I can do for you for that, I can do a 50% refund.
No, I want it all back.
Oh, sir, I do apologize on that. That would be a valid charge.
It's not a valid charge.
Yes, sir, it is.
No.
Well, yes, sir. That's the best I can do for you on that refund, sir.
No, I want it all.
Well, would it be a valid charge, sir?
No, it's not.
Yes, sir, it is.
No. I will never agree to that because it's not.
So, like I said, the best I can do for you is a 50% refund on that charge for you.
No, you can refund it all. As far as I'm concerned, that's a fraudulent charge. It's fraud.
No, sir, that is a valid charge.
No, it's not.
Yes, sir.
No. No, no, no.
Yes, yes, it is, sir. Because like I said, that information is there on the site.
Well, I'm going to file this fraud with the bank.
Okay. Well, we do provide them with the terms and conditions that are on the site. So it comes back
there
to
is
the
nothing
charge
on,
back.
There is nothing on the site saying that. There is nothing there saying that I was subscribing to something I don't know nothing about. If there had been, I would have canceled it. I would never have done it in the first place.
Yes, sir. That information is there.
No, it's not.
Yes, sir, it is.
I say it ain't.
Well, I understand that's what you're saying, sir, but if you go to the site, that information is there. but I'll issue the refund for you. It'll go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
And how much are you refunding?
I'll issue the refund for the 67. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, y'all can lose my email address too. Don't send me any more anything else.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.